That we're doing, we're interested in the Piedmont, and so one of the things I'm trying to find out is what, when you hear the word Piedmont, where do you think that is? What does that include? What's your idea about what the Piedmont is, where it is?
It would be a section of the county.
Of the county?
Yeah.
You think?
Piedmont section of the county. Now, this is known as Piedmont Heights.
It's called
and
Piedmont
the plant
Heights.
Was known Piedmont Heights, but they finally changed it to Pioneer.
Yeah.
Pioneer
they changed
One.
It. It used to be.
Now they got mills all over the world,
Piedmont
but this
Heights.
Happened to be Pioneer One where it started.
Well, just the word Piedmont itself. Do you think, say,
the section of the county? Yeah.
Anyway, just county. It could only be in Alamance County.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
You wouldn't think of Danville as being in the Piedmont.
No.
No, that'd be a different county, Pittsylvania County.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I guess where they got it from probably is because it was Pioneer Plant, and that's why they got to call it probably.
Well, they come up, some of them old landowners saying that both stocks of Burlington Mills come up with that. You know, this is Piedmont section between Burlington and Graham. And it's always known as there used to be cornfields up all that here, you know what
I
mean?
Oh, I know. When we
but
come
now,
here, it was
when it started, it, that's what it was.
People raised cotton, we wasn't in the city.
But
then, it wasn't in the city.
Well, sometime in the newspaper, like the Raleigh paper or the Charlotte paper, they'll have weather forecasts, and they will give a weather forecast for the Piedmont.
For the Piedmont.
And that means, you know, for them, a larger part of the country than just part of one county.
Yeah.
But you all...
Well, Triad and stuff like that, you know, it's like... They call us some places in here now, Guilford County, stuff like that.
This is Guilford County. No, this is not Guilford
Triad
County.
Triad.
This is Alamance County.
Now, they got one called Piedmont?
No,
they're giving the weather stuff.
They don't have a county named Piedmont or anything.
No.
I don't know of that, but
this
I was
Alamance
trying to think
County.
They...
Guilford County is Greensboro. You go back that way.
They forecasting the weather, you know. It could be in different counties, you know, where the shower is going to be and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't believe they got down Piedmont.
I don't believe I've heard them.
Anyway, it's a section of the county.
Okay. So y'all can talk about the importance of being in the church or having religion in your life. Has that been important?
I don't know what you call it, religion or what. Everybody got some kind of religion.
You know.
Some of it's a cussing kind.
It's trying to live right, you know. I think it's important that you attend church and Sunday school.
I think
I
the influence of Glen Hope
sure
has changed the lives
thing.
Of thousands.
Get them in church because I think it helps them, you know, they grow up. You just get them in there when they're small. If you don't, you might not get them in there. You start them off.
A good environment. Mm-hmm. You take a man like with a family of my children, six.
Mm-hmm.
He don't know how much value a place like that is to him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got
the right way.
I got three that attend out there at Glen Hope, which all of them did until they married and moved, you know, away.
When they were all here, did you all go pretty much every Sunday, or
as much as we could, yeah.
Pretty much, yeah.
And now every one of them appreciates the environment they brought up in.
Uh-huh.
All of them attended out there until they married. Of course, they married away, and after they go other places.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a matter of choice. The building of the church, you call it, it's a matter of choice, you know, for a person.
Jane and Buddy and Peggy, they can still go out here.
The people.
They all live here, you say. They live right around India, and they attend out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, now some,
I think it's important that you get children in church and some school when they're small.
Why do you think the people over at the mill, such as Spencer Love and some of those people, were so interested in having the church here?
Well,
and helping it out.
Well,
they wasn't that much
interested
in having it, maybe, no more of it, but they appreciated enough to realize the fact that it would change lives, in other words, the influence
it was such a rough section
of the work
in
people
here.
In. This used to be a little Chicago.
They
right?
called it
a
little Chicago
woman's
at
life.
One time.
That's right.
Because they felt like probably with the would influence the people, you know.
Now you ain't got floating hemp like you had then. They just come in there a few days and leave. What's called floating hemp? There's a turnover all
just
the time,
out,
but now
you
got them steady.
But now they're just more steady, you know.
In other words, when y'all first came here, there were a good number of people who would come and stay a while and
come
then
and
leave.
Go, yeah.
Come and
yeah.
go.
Maybe go and come back later, maybe.
Yeah.
It was easy to get a job, and you could feel like you could leave and then come back and get a job.
Well, if you knew the overseer, he'd put you to work, you know. You had to know him pretty good to do that, you know. And then go to the personnel office, get signed up to call it, get your
well,
record.
Now, if you don't quit right, you might not never get back.
Uh-huh.
Because they won't take you back.
Uh-huh. It's interesting. Explain how you're planting then and how you watch.
Well, on one occasion you can cut wood and lay it down, it'll sob. And the other moon, it'll dry out.
How do you know?
I've experienced it.
But how do you know when to do it?
Well, your almanac go by.
I see. What would it say?
About the signs.
Well,
it'd
tell you, you know, yeah. when the best sign.
When the best sign
what moon is in, so forth.
Well, when would be the best sign to cut your wood?
Well, I don't know. It could
be right
at
all.
But it's one of them. You cut it, it'll lay down and leave it round, brother. Now, if you split it, it'll dry up chance anywhere. But now, round wood will sob out, you know, and it'd be hard to do anything with. And then another moon, it'll dry out, and you burnt in the children's barn.
Sob out.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
That's almanac. You and my boat. You got one?
What does it mean when the wood sobs
wet.
Out?
Wet.
It won't ever get dry?
Well, no, it won't dry out. It'll just be soggy. In other words, it won't be the heat in it. Even if it's dry, the tendency to dry out, you know, from the sob.
Uh-huh.
What kind of almanac did your parents use?
They used just Brooklyn, but on come this.
Which one do you get now?
We've got a farmer's.
Farmer's almanac?
They said Lady Birthday, yeah. But now.
You got 79, didn't you?
Yeah, I got 79 when it's ready. Probably in
yonder. 78 and.
And you go by that when you're planting your garden?
Yes, you got some reading in that
this
thing.
77
tell you about so and so.
And you think you found out through using it that it works?
Oh, yeah. You can plant it on what's called bloom sign, you have bloom. The flower days, they call it.
Uh-huh.
And you'll have the produce that you would have ordinarily. On
you have
side.
More flowers than.
Now, some people say you ain't planting the ground. No, it ain't planted in the moon, rather, planted in the ground. But now, you can take the fellow that plants it in that flower day, he'll have more blooms and we'll. I'll go find that name. It's a man. Refer you back to. Now, such as that, see? Give you the dates and all that stuff.
So when you get ready to set out your tomato plants, will you look in there and get a good day?
Well, a plant like that's just done been already planted anyway. The seed done been planted.
I see.
And you transfer a little cup and set the little cups out. Now, I don't pay too much attention to that.
Yeah.
Well, they quit putting that man in here with them hours on it, dude.
What would you use it for now?
Use what?
The almanac. How do you use it for planting now?
Well, when you get ready to plant thing, go look at your almanac. See what date it is.
This is the 78, but you can find those Zodiac signs.
That's just a good right. Yeah.
And what's that one called?
This is the Farmers and Planters Almanacs.
Okay. Is that the one that you want?
This is the one we used to go by. I can't find it. 78.
I look at that man with all them signs.
But you can.
Y'all would plant your corn or your beans or what?
Yeah, you see.
There's your sign.
Your almanac will carry to the date, you see. Uh-huh. They're made of what? Made of what? April of what? And they got these little signs here and give you the name of it.
Uh-huh.
And you take a baby, win a baby. And get that sign right there, and you won't have any other trouble with it. And take a calf off a cow, It won't bother his mother as bad.
And which sign?
You know this.
Sign of
twins sign.
The twins.
You know, here's your twins. Won't have teeth pulled with unless they're in the signs.
Won't bleed half as bad.
Huh. Which signs would they use for that?
In the
signs thighs, when they're down in the down in the feet part.
Or your signs in the head and comes on down. Goes out the feet.
Have you all ever paid attention to that?
Oh, yeah.
My daughter-in-law here a while back, she called me and asked me where the signs were.
Now, you see them.
She was going to have some teeth pulled, and she called me and asked me about the signs, and I told her when it would be right.
Planting time, capture, and so forth. Tell you know when to.
I see.
Told her when the signs would be right for her to have her teeth pulled.
Now, that other almanac, listen here, to tell you one place in there where you can take vinegar and unstop sink. And all kind of pickle and stuff like that, tell you how to put that.
Mm-hmm.
But you see, there's your signs there.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've got another.
Set your tomato, sweet potato plants in the sign of cancer. Do not set these in the sign of Leo, Virgin, or Aqua, or Gemini.
Take this thing here, you see now. You can refer back to that. It's got a calendar like
corn
that.
Corn in the new of the moon.
Got them same signs on it. That'd be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of that month.
Uh-huh.
See? That'd be May, June, or July, January, what?
Uh-huh.
Same thing there, you see.
Uh-huh. Refer back to that month and that day.
Uh-huh.
And if it's in the wrong bloom sign and so forth, peas and things have more bloom than we'll have peas.
Uh-huh.
You've seen calendars like
that. Oh, yeah, I've got one like that.
Yeah. You got your signs on it. That's changing the moon and everything right there.
Yeah. I got that up at the feed store.
Yeah, that's over here at Hooper Walk. They just sell fertilizer. All farmers is the best trade.
I remember another question I was going to ask. That we've heard about, there were some Greeks here back in the 20s and 30s, and they ran hot dog stands and things like that and sold hot dogs to people who were working in the mills. Do you remember that at all? Any?
No, I don't remember that. We've got one in town
that
the governor always come here and get his hot dog if he's in town.
Yeah.
He won't want a Zach's hot dog.
Uh-huh.
But now the woman in town makes his chili.
Uh-huh. A woman that makes chili.
Yeah, fixes the chili. Now you can't get his recipe on that chili.
A woman or a man?
A woman.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what they all put in it, don't know who she is, but a woman fixed up, you know, give them the recipe, fixed up.
Farther.
Now you go buy his chili, but that don't tell you what's in it.
Yeah. Where is that?
Up here, this big place
Zach's.
On Worth Street.
Zach's uptown.
Uh-huh. What called Zach?
Do you remember people selling sandwiches and things like that to mill workers?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Used to carry a wagon through, sell sandwiches, candies, and beans, and stuff like that. And now we've got. Cafes here will bring the truck a load out, you know, and the workers go out and get it off the truck, even now. But now we had one here on the corner when number one started here. They had a little corner cafe right there in the corner. Sold hot dogs, sandwiches, hamburgers,
well,
anything you wanted. People
went
out there and get them, you know.
They used to have one out there on the side of the road to Brown Mill, didn't they?
Oh, well, they still got a grill
well,
out there.
Still
now.
Still got a grill out there, but this is.
You can buy breakfast and stuff out there, still a little grill.
Was that a time when people would talk to each other, have a little conversation and social life much during
well,
the
Well, they don't do as much of that around now as they used to. You've heard tell the old people talking about around the pot-bellied stove and all that stuff. Stores, they don't do as much of that now as
they
used to.
They
do some of it, yeah. They continue to do it now. They hook and walk up here. He's got a little office back there, keeps a little wood in
that
stove.
They don't give time to do much of that in the mall if they work.
And the times change, it takes that away from people somewhere though.
Yeah.
But
people used to have time for lunch when
I hear Pleasant Grove, they got a country store out there. The farmers come in there and raise better crops sitting in that store than they can in the field.
Now if you eat lunch, you eat while you work.
Oh really?
Yes, sir. You eat lunch while you work, man.
On the
you
job.
Don't have no lunch time.
Well, one fellow made a remark
there
in the mill.
There might be some places, but Brown Mill don't. You have to eat as you work. Now, where I worked at Schoolfield, in the sewing room, well, we had a woman that sent our lunch into the mill, and we sat down and eat lunch.
Uh-huh.
paid $1.25 a week for lunch, and we got good lunch.
One fellow said, the guy asked him, said, "What you got in that bag?" Said, "My lunch." Says, "What you got in that bag?" Says, "My lunch, but dinner time lunch." Well, I believe the way to put it. Mm-hmm. He said, "Well, I'll tell you," he said, "you better eat before you start to work. You don't have time to eat after you start to work." So one guy, he come on the job and says, "Well, we won't have to come to work tomorrow, will we?" He said, "Why you say that?" He said, "Well, the way we're working, we're going to do it all day."
Well, I've got this tape recording. Tell the story about the man and the cigarette again. I didn't get that one recorded. When he lost his job by coming in the fence with a cigarette?
Oh, that was in that school field. This guy had forgot and started in with a cigarette and walked in the gate and went a distance in the lot. And he come to him and he walked back and threw the cigarette out. And so the boss sent for him, told him to come over to the office and went over and he fired him. And they later this on account of that cigarette walking in the fence with him. And on another occasion, they had a ditch under that same fence, and the president of the firm come down and dropped down in the ditch, bent down, went under the ditch, come out on the other side of the gate, like and went and got it. So you can't go in here without a paper. He didn't know who he's talking to, you know, and so he went on back to the office and got his paper and come back and told him, "So you're the man I want on this gate." Mm-hmm. He's president. But he made him get paper too, but he didn't know the difference, see?
Now that, you say that's at Schofield. That would have been back a long time ago.
Oh, yeah.
About
when? I'd say it's 27, 28. Mm-hmm. They tickled me when they told that, though. Went and got old Fish Joe and told me. He couldn't go in there.
Don't seem like, if he didn't go in the middle, I don't see why it hurt going inside the gate with a cigarette. Yeah. It looked like they'd fired him, but he didn't go in the middle with it.
But they wasn't like it was then. You get help then. Now, when I went to work there in 1929, it was 4 deep from that employment office, plumb back to YMCA on Main Street.
Oh, there's plenty of
fun jobs.
Yeah, I never understood just how it was that you got a job. How did you manage to get
that line? I was a type of fellow this way. In other words, they want to keep you coming back.
Yeah.
See if you're sincere. Come back tomorrow. I ain't got a thing today. You may have some tomorrow. But now, them places inside, just like at Beth Place now in Eden. You quit the 6, 5, 10 year job and go there and get a job because they pay a big wages.
Uh-huh.
And they pay terrific. But now the screen is so close, you ain't got a job tomorrow maybe.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't quit a job and go there. So Dan River Mills, in them days, if you didn't part your hair right, they didn't care what they kept you or not. And in other words, you had to do kind of like they said do. But anyway, they'd probably get rid of and hire maybe 100 new ones a day that sometime, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where I come in. So when I was laid off in South Boston in 29, I went up there and he shook his head at me 3 mornings. Didn't have a thing. And I said, "Listen, Red, I'm not going to put it with you. Now you're going to put me to work or somebody else is.
Mm-hmm.
It don't matter with me, but I'm not going to keep coming back." So he called me back and hired me and my brother, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
But that's the reason to keep coming back, so to seek your sincere, and then probably got
to
open.
They could get plenty of people to work because people in line done jobs.
Well, they'd take, you know, one of them.
They ain't gonna work nowhere.
Hmm.
They get paid now without even working.
While the Depression was on, did they cut back on the production or anything, or have to lay people off here?
No, I don't remember that, but you had a certain amount of production to get if they kept you. You take, after the big strike, before the strike, they're running a one-cut roll on the loom. And after the strike, they had to run 3-cut rolls. And then if a defect in any one of them 3 cuts, you run 2 of them cuts for nothing. That's the way the doctors take 2 cuts. That you done made it.
Mm-hmm.
And just take it out of your pay, you know, them 2 cuts.
Hmm. Now, the strike you're talking about is the one in 1934?
Yeah, way back then. Mm-hmm. No, it was 1926, 1927, 1928,
somewhere
around
there. You're talking about Schofield?
Oh, yeah, Schofield.
Schofield. You're talking about the one in Schofield.
Yeah,
Schofield. He was thinking he was talking about this again.
Well, that's not.